Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Just had a pop-up that covered my screen. Sorry about that. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking about courageous discernment and looking at various aspects of how to live with discernment, what the godly discernment will do in our life. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast portion of this with discernment that seeks true knowledge. And been wandering through Proverbs the last few days. And today we're at Proverbs chapter 18. Verse 15, and it says, "The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge. The ears of the wise seek it out." We've talked this week about discernment to understand God's laws and discernment that guides our understanding in life, discernment that leads to life, discernment that leads to instruction. And today we'll talk about true knowledge. In the prayer guide that actually goes through tomorrow, you can find that on the Impact Prayer Ministry website, as well as our Facebook page, is the discernment that leads to what is best. But when I think about discernment that seeks out true knowledge, we live in a world filled with noise, filled with information, filled with sound bites. Some true, some not true, some with varying degrees of truthfulness woven within it. But the vast amount of it makes it difficult to grow in knowledge. Because it takes time, it takes effort, it takes discernment to weed through all the unnecessary to find what is good and right. And God says it's the heart of discernment that seeks out knowledge. It's wisdom that pursues this godly knowledge that looks beyond what those that might want to manipulate offer as truth. The discernment to hear not only what's being said, but to hear the heart and the motives underneath what's being said. To realize when something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. That there's more to the story, to take the Paul Harvey approach, to seek out the rest of the story. You see, living with discernment, a courageous discernment says, I want to know what's true and right. I want to know what's good and proper. I want to know what's godly and aligns with His Word. You see, far too often we become comfortable accepting what we hear if it's from the right source, a source that we agree with. Because it's easier to do that than to live with a heart of discernment. And yet, no matter what the source is other than God's Word, there's always something of us in it. There's always something of the author. There's always something of the person speaking. And it requires discernment to understand any political bias that might be in it. To understand any personal bias that might be in it. To understand the things of us that might cloud up the truth that it contains. And seeking God to fill you with a heart of discernment helps prepare you to find true knowledge, to find godly knowledge. You see, I believe that's one of the first steps of wisdom, that it's the application of godly knowledge that grows wisdom in our life. Now, obviously, the first step of wisdom is to do what God says and to ask. To ask Him. And I believe one of the ways that He gives that is through this heart of discernment, through this spirit of discernment that He fills us with. So that we're less likely to be taken advantage of. We're less likely to fall for the schemes of our enemy. We're able to see through the deceitfulness of the stories that surround us. You see, this heart of discernment says at our very core, we want to know what's accurate. We want to know what's true and right. We want knowledge that holds up to the test of time, that holds up to the test of God's Word. It's not just wanting to fill our mind, fill ourselves with information. It's seeking something greater than that. And this heart of discernment sorts through all of the information that surrounds us. And that discerning spirit knows what to keep and what to discard. I'm guessing there's not too many people that really want to be known as gullible, as easily deceived. And God says when we come to Him, when we seek wisdom from Him, when we ask for that heart of discernment, that we can find true and godly knowledge. That we can find accurate knowledge. It isn't always easy. There's times where we have to set aside deep-held beliefs that were not true. There are times we have to reject information that, well, is not accurate even though we like it. You see, this heart of discernment that seeks true knowledge, I believe, ought to lead us to be more diligent in how we share things. Whether it's sharing through spoken word or without knowledge, without discernment, we generally call that gossip. But I think we've even gotten worse as a culture in sharing things with no discernment through social media. It looks good. It sounds good. It aligns with what I want to believe. And so we don't really care a lot about whether it's true. And this heart of discernment looks beyond what pleases us so that we would have the knowledge of what pleases God. And we would live in a way that pleases Him. So tomorrow's topic in the prayer guide talks about that discernment that leads to what is best. And for that, we jumped over to Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, and this is Paul's prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ. you see this discernment that leads to godly and true knowledge is a discernment that seeks what is best, that understands what is best, because it's a discernment that, well, is fueled by the Word of God. It's fueled by our relationship with God. It's fueled by God's Spirit living within us. It's fueled by our pursuit of Jesus and our desire to live like Him. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider what kind of knowledge you're willing to settle for. Are you seeking a discerning heart that pursues knowledge that is best, that is accurate, that is godly? Also, as we pray today, I continue to pray for my friend and co-worker David, who's at the Mayo Clinic. Day two of the consultations and appointments and all the stuff that they're doing out of a 3-week stay there. And so I have encouraged the Deer Run family to pray for him every day. And so I'm doing that in these broadcasts as well. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need, even when we don't realize that what we're receiving is exactly what we need. And Father, today as we pray about having this discerning heart, this spirit of discernment that leads us to knowledge, may we be mindful of how much we agree with things that we like, whether they're true or not. And may you give us a discernment to see past the facade and to see the truth. And may that discerning heart lead us to a knowledge of truth, an acceptance of truth, an embracing of truth. Father, may we be wise in seeking out knowledge that aligns with your word, seeking out knowledge that is true and right, seeking out knowledge that is not just good enough, but is best. And God, forgive us for those times where we gossip and where we share things that we don't know whether they're true or not. We just like them. And Father, may our likes and our desires not be the standard by which we measure truth. But may your word be that standard at all times. May we continually compare everything that we see, everything that we say, everything that we do to your word and allow it to guide and direct the knowledge that we grow in. Father, may this discerning heart lead us to pursue what is best in everything. When we're surrounded by a world and a culture that seems filled with deceit and makes every effort to deceive everyone, we know that's an incredible tactic of the enemy. And yet he's so good at it, and we're so inclined towards it that we are deceived more often than we want to admit. So, Father, as we've prayed about this week, about our need to inquire of you, as we spend time in prayer to inquire of you, as we spend time in your word, to inquire of you as we live life each day, may this spirit and this heart of discernment help us to know what is true and right, to have knowledge that stands up to the test of your word, that continually grows as we meditate upon your words, as we memorize your word, as we apply your word to our life. Father, may we be very mindful and careful about what we present as truth. May we not get caught up in the spreading of deception. May this heart of discernment help lead us to knowledge that is true. Fathers, we pray today, may we lift up Jesus at all times. And I continue to pray for my friend and brother David. I pray that you would be with him today. Continue to be with those that are seeking answers. That there would be a peace and a calm for David and his family. That there would be an awareness of how to help and how to bring resolution to all of the neurological issues that are going on. Father, as you continue to work in his life, as you continue to bring a wholeness, may through him and through every one of us, may we use those opportunities that we are given to lift up Jesus. And as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.